These are challenging times for the Education Achievement Authority. That's the state-run district for failing schools. That system was announced in 2011 and currently operates 15 schools in Detroit. EAA Chancellor John Covington has stepped down with a year left on his contract, and that has led many to ask, what does this all mean for the future of the EAA and for the students in those 15 schools? Bridge Magazine writer Chastity Pratt-Dossie has covered the EAA extensively. Chastity, was John Covington's resignation any kind of a surprise?
There had been talk for months that John Covington was going to resign, that there were some, I don't know, misgivings about his leadership and whether or not the EAA was going in the right direction. So, no, it wasn't a surprise to people on the inside and people in the district, and maybe even some parents may have been hearing this for a while.
And we had heard that there were smoke signals that really did kind of point to trouble, particularly in terms of whether the state was going to allow it to expand to other districts. And so what kind of trouble storm clouds have been brewing for the EAA?
The EAA has had issues from the gate, from the start when it was announced in 2011. Initially, the first year, I think that's where everything kind of started. They put it together very hastily. And it was supposed to be funded its very first year with donations, which you do not see a school district anywhere in the United States that's funded by donations. So its first year, the donations didn't really come in as expected. They get the kids, their second year of operations, they don't get the Title I money they think they're going to get. They have to borrow money using the Detroit Public Schools as a conduit. Then they lose students their second year of operations. Add to that, their MEEP scores were not what expect. Were, you know, they weren't as expected. They were low,
or as promised.
Or as promised. You know, they have this online, individualized education plan, and it's not. It's first year. It didn't show what people thought it would, what people hoped it would. So, and then you had state legislators who were saying, "Look, we put in freedom of information requests. We don't get it." And they're complaining that there's no transparency and John Covington has this lucrative contract and, you know, pile on. The whole 2 years it's been operating, there's been a pile on of issues, problems, and criticisms.
With his resignation, what has the reaction been?
Again, not a lot of surprise. And people who are in the district are saying, what now? This sort of smells like, feels like DPS all over again with, you know, a revolving door very quickly of leadership. What's going to happen?
Well, tell us about his interim replacement.
His interim replacement is Veronica Conforme. She came to the EAA several months ago as their chief operating officer. The district will say she was a consultant. Maybe she had a consulting contract, but she was, for all intents and purposes, serving the role of a chief operating officer.
And she came from?
She came from New York City. She was a chief operating officer there. You know, it's the biggest school district in the country.
1,700 schools.
It's huge, a million kids. And so she is from the operational side of things, which I find interesting because this is an academic reform school district, but she's at the helm now, and I'm not sure where they're going to go for a long-term person. Are they going to keep Veronica Conforme more a business side type of leader? Are they going to bring in someone with more educational academic expertise? Who knows? I've not heard yet, but you know, we'll be digging around to find out.
Well, you have to wonder then, what does this mean first for the kids in the classrooms of those 9 elementary and 6 high schools? What do you think this change means, if anything?
Well, they have to do, if nothing else, a real marketing and PR blitz. They have to tell people, look, we know we've had issues and we're going to correct them. And I think just her first day being introduced to the public as the interim, that was her tone. They're, you know, it's a new day in the new district. We're going to correct some of the problems that we have been experiencing. And she really has to get out front of some of these problems and not so much throw Covington under the bus, but say, we are going to do better.
You had a recent report in Bridge, Chastity, that really proved that there are so many wrinkles that need to be ironed out with the administration, which makes me wonder aloud whether an operations person is needed to fix the operations. Tell us about what some of the graduating seniors have encountered.
A few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, I started getting calls from people inside the EAA saying things are really bad for our seniors. The operational issues, they're saying, okay, look, we have this computer program. It's new this year. It's, you know, student information system that collects records and grades. And we've had issues with it. Really bad issues, to the point where you had counselors handwriting report cards. Report cards for the third quarter came to the graduates a week before graduation. So what?
For the third quarter.
They're getting at Pershing and Henry Ford, they were getting their third quarter report cards, opening it up, thinking it was the fourth quarter report cards, but it was the third quarter report cards. And even more bothersome, Cindy, is the fact that you have kids who are applying to college who, you know, need to graduate now and get their records to their colleges for their acceptance process, for their financial aid process, and they're not sure when their records are going to be ready. At the very least, tell the kids when they're going to get their records so that they can, you know, have some ease about, you know, getting their financial aid and your college registration completed.
When you call EAA officials, and I know you must have, about the, you know, stories you're hearing from these kids, is all they can do is point to the bad computer program?
Well, I sat down with them a couple of days before my story ran in, and basically, yeah, you know, we're fixing it. We know we've had some issues. You know, don't worry. By graduation day, and this week is the last week for graduations, we'll have it fixed, and you know, we'll give them a couple of days to call and see and find out, and I'll follow up with some of the kids and see if they've gotten any assurances that their information will be in on time.
Overall, what are your hopes for this change at the top of the EAA?
It's an academic reform school district. They have to turn around the academics for these kids. You know, parents and kids and students and teachers on the ground level, they say, results. We want results. Don't give us excuses about, or explanations, whatever you want to call it, about operations and computers. Do something. Make it happen. Otherwise, what was the point?
Chastity Pratt Dossie is the Bridge Education writer, and she has been following education issues for so many years at the Detroit Free Press and now at Bridge, so keeping an eye on the EAA and the change at the top. Thanks for talking with us, Chastity.
Anytime.